I know you guys probably saw it, but the changes on the injury report. Seymour practiced today. He was limited. And then Rod Streeter and Alex Parsons both were full participation in practice today. So,
is McFadden's shoulder something that came out of the last game?
Yes. Yeah. And he's practiced both days, and it really hadn't been a factor.
Is it Bruce? Is it Bruce's shoulder? Did he get hit on it?
That's basically what it is, yeah.
Myers been cleared for contact yet, or is it still?
No, he has not been cleared for contact yet. He's still going through the process, but he was able to practice out here today.
Does he seem like to be kind of on the same plane as McLean and Condo were?
I would say that's probably fair to say. From what we've seen so far, I would anticipate that it's probably a similar situation.
Albrecht Carter's going to be able to play.
We'll see. He was out here today and practiced, and looked pretty good in practice today. So we'll see, you know, as we continue through the week. I mean, we've got the rest of the day. We've got all day tomorrow and Saturday to try to get him ready. So we'll see where he's at.
Is that a position where it's easier maybe than other positions to come in and get a little bit of basis and get attempted to?
Well, I mean, I don't know that any of them are easy positions to come in. But yeah, obviously you know, there's not as much mentally that goes into that particular position, but there's a whole lot that goes into it physically and understanding how to play the game from a physical standpoint. So, but he's a veteran player, so he understands how to play the game. So, you know, the learning curve for him is a lot, you know, not quite as steep as it would be for some others.
What did you need to see from him from the first time you saw him in Napa, and you had him in a second time, and then you wound up signing him?
Yeah, I mean, I just think we wanted to take a look at him the very first time. We weren't ready at that particular time to make any type of moves. And then when we decided to bring him back, we just wanted to double-check where he was, and we liked what we saw.
With the right end for him?
Could be either side. Yeah, could be either side.
But the wideouts you got, four healthy. Are you confident going into game with that number, or are you looking to bring up a guy for the practice squad? Or?
Well, that's the number we've taken into every game so far, as far as being active on game day. So, yeah, we're comfortable with that. We do have a couple players on our practice squad that, you know, if we need to make any type of move, we could bring somebody up for game day.
Obviously, a lot of all of the movement roster-wise has been injury-related once you got into the season. Did you go into this thinking, yeah, we're going to be evaluating everybody through the season?
Well, I mean, I think you do that no matter where you're at. But yeah, I mean, that's part of what you do. I mean, I think you're always constantly evaluating your roster, and we're going to continue, as long as Reggie and I are here, we're going to continue trying to build the best roster that we can build, and we'll look at any moves that we have to make to do that.
How much is that, these guys, and not specifically, but the fit to the schemes, like you're getting three?
Well, those things are always factors. But again, we're looking for the best football players that we can get. And if we get enough good football players, we'll fit whatever scheme we need to fit to accent their talents.
Is there a guy you can circle that you have changed the scheme a little bit in order to best fit his talents?
Well, I think you have to look at the overall picture. And I think there's certain things that we do for individual players within the scheme. You know, I don't know that there's one particular player that I'd want to point out and say we've changed the scheme just for him. But there's little bitty things within the scheme that we've, you know, adapted to make it fit different players.
When you make a lot of roster moves, do you worry about the players thinking, boy, man, you know, I could be next playing for my job week in, week out, or do you kind of want them on edge?
I wouldn't say that's a huge concern. I mean, obviously, these players know that we understand the business, and we understand the stresses that they're under. But it's a production business, and we all understand that. And we're going to make whatever moves we have to make to try to put the best team on the field we can.
DB wise, Dennis, what does Chimney Checkwell have to do to get himself back up to the active?
Just keep working and continue to improve. I like the fact that we have him here. He's still a young player. He's still got a lot of growth in him, and we haven't made any final decisions on Chimney. We're letting him continue to grow as a young player.
Is there any specific quality that John Fox has that you picked, that you noticed last year that you thought, you know, when I'm a head coach, I'm going to do this?
He's not afraid to make the tough decisions. He believes in a lot of the same things that I believe in. He's always had a tough, smart, disciplined football team, and I believe in those same things. And he's not afraid to make tough decisions. And you know, as you continue to go on and being a head coach, you learn that you got to make a lot of tough decisions in this job.
The whole Tebow thing last year, what was that to go through? You think for the head coach and for them? You're the defensive coach, but you're a part of the staff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, listen, I give John Fox and the offensive staff a ton of credit for being able to change the offensive scheme totally to give us the best opportunity to win games last year. And talk about making tough decisions. I mean, those are tough decisions to make, and he wasn't afraid to make those decisions. So I got a lot of respect for John Fox.
Fox, when the Raiders called you last year, did you go to him and did you ask him, Coach, you think ready? Is there anything you could tell me? Because he had been here also. Was there anything that he could help you with, or you know, did you just go about it your own?
No, absolutely. I talked to him, you know, about a lot of different things. And at the end of the day, he said, you know, go there and you'll do a great job and you're ready for the job. And I've talked to him since then, you know, and he doesn't give me all the secrets, but yeah, he's helped me out a lot.
Why is Tywan Jones not that?
Well, a lot of it has to do with just being able to get caught up from an injury standpoint. You know, we got him back. He played, you know, in the Detroit game, got a little bit of time in the Seattle game, and then, you know, he was injured with some ribs for the first game. So, and he's kind of had some sore ribs, you know, since then. So just his ability to get back from the injury, all right, once we get him at full speed, you know, we'll see where we go with him.
Is his ball, he had some ball security issues too right before, at the time he got hurt. He hasn't really played since. Has that,
it's more of the injury issue than it was.
He's showing you out here the ball security thing.
Ball security's fine.
Yeah.
Any update on DHB?
He was here today. He's going to be fine. He's still got to go through the protocol of the concussions, and he hadn't passed those tests yet.
Now that it's over, the referees are back. Can you go back and maybe just in retrospect, the games were played differently because there were different refs? Were you going through some Larry missed call?
You know what? You go through that process every week anyway, whether it's with the replacement officials or the regular officials. You look at the tape. We go through a process of turning, you know, calls that we believe either should have been made that weren't made, or calls that should not have been made that were made. And it's, you know, it's a process where the league gets back to us and says, well, you know, this one was, you know, we agree with you or we don't agree with you. And so I would expect it to be, you know, pretty much the same way. We didn't change the way that we coached the game of football. We coached it the same way that we'll continue to coach it.
Do you think when you do go over them and see what was made and not made, do you think that your low penalty total, I mean, very low for around here for three games, is an accurate reflection of how you guys?
You know, I mean, I don't know that. I mean, I think our guys are buying into being a disciplined football team and doing things the right way, and it's a continual work in progress. You know, we're three games through the season, so you know, we still got a long way to go. We got a lot of improvement to go in a lot of different areas, not just in that area. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, I would attribute it to our players understanding what they need to do more so than it is anything external.
Do you, with regular refs, do you tell players that this crew calls holdings or this crew calls a lot more pass interference?
Yeah, we evaluate what all the crews call, and we're on special alert on the things that they call a lot.
Is that hard? You know, the placements, you didn't have the history.
Well, you had less right, history. Yeah. I mean, you had, you know, at the end of the day, we had, what, seven games by the time it was all said and done. So, there wasn't as much data, but you still were able to kind of develop a little bit of sense of the things that they really look closely at.
Do